Ooh, Igor, this is not my match. The vampire's ball is a swanky affair. Shine up your fangs, grease back your hair.
Brad Tassel, can you name this tune?
Oh, that's a good song. Oh, my. That's a good song. It is not the mash, let me tell you that. It is the ball.
That's right. Brad Tassel's here, comedian, speaker. Well, you knew that because he's funny and he's speaking all at the same time. He's put out a CD, a new CD called Vampire's Ball, Your Ultimate Halloween Party. Brad, good to talk to you. How are things? Everything all right?
Bill is wonderful. Should I do this voice the whole time?
No. Please do not,
Brad.
You'll
hurt your throat.
Stop right now.
You'll burn your throat out.
Well,
don't do that.
Well, here's what's funny is when I originally wrote that song, I sang it straight, like a blues tune.
Yeah.
And it just something, it was just like, And then we were like, just do it as the dumb vampire, because it makes more sense. You know, and then it's, because now it's a kitschy, fun thing.
Yes.
That also... It's also swing, so like my mom's swing group now uses it.
Oh, they do?
A swing dance group.
Wow.
And now there's a dance. There's a line dance coming up, so it's kind of fun.
Wow.
How are you guys?
Good.
How are you guys?
I was just looking at your website, bradtassel.com, and you were on our show back in 2014, and Bill reminded me, Don't Feed the Bully was the book that you put out then, and I totally remembered it. How's everything going with that?
I've still got the podcast up on my website, and it's, well, obviously, the bullying stuff I still do as much as possible. Matter of fact, my research right after that has been downloaded many hundreds of times by educators and used in stuff like that.
That's great.
And it's still all the same, except kids are smarter now about bullying. See, the problem is kids have gotten smarter. We haven't. Like the teaching, people still walk into a school and put 500 kids in a gym and say, be nice, you know, and it just, none of that works. The kids are now dealing with it a lot better. Matter of fact, the number one reason kids say bullying stops is because the kid bullying them matures. Number five is intervention. So that still tells you where we are. But no, I still, matter of fact, I just still sign up schools. They still read the book. We still do a ton of programs. And I've lightened up a lot with how I talk about bullying, though. Because kids are so much smarter, I want them to really feel it for themselves, and I'm not pressing them. I just want them, give them the information and make them happy, and then have them work themselves out of their situation. And if they really need help, if they're really being brutalized, then we get the school to intervene. It's very important.
Brad, not that long ago, there was something of an awakening when it came to bullying. I know that it's always existed, that it's been a problem since the beginning of time. But all of a sudden, you're putting out a book. There was a documentary called Bully about bullying.
Mm-hmm.
What happened that made everybody realize all of a sudden, wow, this is a problem that needs to be solved?
Well, I don't know if it's all of a sudden. First of all, we started noticing that, hey, gosh, look at this. People that are different are people. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. People that look different, sound different. And what we have, too, now is kids are starting to feel like, wait a minute, I get to be this. I tell kids all the time, you get to be you no matter who you are. We used to teach bullying, hey, try to fit in. Try to be like them. That'll help. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
You be you, and they've got to deal with it, and they've got to be nice about it. And it just cracks me up when people say those, and we still have places that do that. So the point is that kids have decided, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be as weird or crazy or wonderful as I can be. And you still got kids trying to hurt that, but the kids now who are that way know that it's wrong. Bullying works mostly when you start feeling bad about being who you are. Now kids know that it's bullying. They know that kid's a jerk. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and as you get older, I mean, I was always kind of quirky, and that doesn't go over so well when you're younger and trying to fit in with the norm. But, you know, when you get older, I like the quirkiness.
That's right. My daughter, my wife and I just talked about this. She's at a special school for gifted and at the university, and we talk. She's so self-aware. See, once kids are self-aware, they know it's not them. They know it's the jerk being the jerk.
Yeah.
And you know what? It still sucks to be bullied, but it's not going to affect you for a lifetime. because you know it's finite and it's going to be over soon.
You are such a man of many hats. You're a comedian. You are an educator, teacher, or just public speaking at schools?
And I'm drunk.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Wait.
How about that?
I know. It's great. So, I have a master's in behavioral science and with concentrations in counseling and gifted education, but I only did that because I was never going to work in the field because those lovely people make zero money.
Yeah.
Comedy, just getting off the Carnival cruise ship, and let's put a plug in for Carnival, who give me tons of money a year to do shows. They pay so much more to go do stand-up than I would ever get to be a counselor. And it's kind of a sad thing, actually.
Because the kids need the counselors, and you could be the funny counselor.
and they're taking the counselors away. We've got a thing in this country now that it's not that important. Every school should have a counselor. Every school should have one-on-one counseling with kids, and not just about where they're going academically. And we've suddenly taken away the importance of this, and mental is just as important as physical and educational, because you can't learn if you're totally depressed all the time. You know what I mean? Or you're being brutalized. So,
makes sense.
I know. So yes, I do all those. I just won for the Halloween album is based on a book of poems that I do, that I just won a Highest Honor Pinnacle Award for the programs that I do for educators for that program.
Congratulations. So, that's awesome. Good news, Brad.
I know. So everybody out there, buy this album and make me rich so I can quit everything.
Who's the target audience for the CD for Vampire's Ball Ultimate Halloween Party? Is it kids? Who is it?
Well, here's the fun thing. First of all, the unserved group of kids that it's for is about 7 to 14-ish.
Yeah.
But the Vampire's Ball song that you just played is really hitting with dance groups, like party dance, like swing, older adult swing. And I'm talking 60s and 70s who love to swing dance. And that one and Zombie Pie, I don't know if you've heard the whole album. You heard literally just that amount you've played so far total. But Zombie Pie is kind of a reggae zombie song that is hitting in some stations in New York in that college. I've had some colleges.
Yeah.
And then Parts for Frankenstein, which I thought would be the kiddiest song, is the one that I just got 6 or 7 colleges playing too. So it hits a lot of groups. It's based on, the whole thing is a show. If you look at it, the first track is The House, which is a spoken word, which haunted houses are using and amusement parks, because it's so spooky and it's fun, it's spoken, it tells about a haunted house, and it really sets up a perfect mood. And then our show is kind of a little Broadway Halloween show that goes through these series of songs that are all totally different. Everything, and the goal is to have real Halloween, that great spooky vibe,
yeah,
without being too disgusting or too inappropriate.
A little safer. Yeah,
let's hear a little of the Zombie Pie right now.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it on the fight. I'll sing with it.
All right. We all will.
I'm hungry too.
But I am dead. Dead people don't eat fruit. I know. Let's have zombie pie. Okay, that's enough.
All right. Where do people get this CD?
Everywhere.
It's available everywhere, Brad. Are you sure?
You tell me where it couldn't. Okay, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
When I try to sell the CDs,
yes,
I'm standing here holding a CD, and I say, folks, you can give me $10 for this CD, which obviously iTunes or Amazon, easy. And I say, but I hate to tell you this, if you're on any music service, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, they're all there. And if you have that service, they're all free to download.
How
so
about
you
that?
Download them because you're paying for that service.
Right.
So they're are literally everywhere. But I would love if people would, you know, buy this CD. Or, like, go out of Spotify and get on my Ultimate Halloween Party playlist. It's not only got my songs, but it's got 2 hours almost of great Halloween music that you could just play in the background. And here's the funny thing. iTunes, they're trying to get people to stop buying music.
Right.
Because they want you on their service.
Sure.
And in a way it's better, because if somebody buys this album for $8.95, we get $2.80. But if they download just Parts for Frankenstein and they play it 100 times
yes.
on Pandora, I get a dollar, and if they play it 1,000 times, you get paid every time they do it, even though it's offensive.
I do?
Does that make sense?
No, the person who puts this song out.
Bill left.
No, that doesn't make sense.
As my agent.
Brad, congratulations on this and all the successes you've come up with. If you want to know more, you want to go to ultimatehalloweenparty.com. Brad, have a great Halloween. I know it's also your birthday, so happy birthday that day.
My birthday is the greatest birthday in the world, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, there's no better birthdays.
A built-in party all the time.
Everyone gets candy for Brad's birthday.
Built-in and you get to kill people.
Well, within reason.
It's legal to murder people.
All right.
I think that's great.
How about that?
Don't bring that up on your Carnival cruise line.
No, don't mention that. Thanks, Brad.
That's right. That's where I killed the people.
Be careful.
BradTassel.com. Brad, TASSELL.com. Thank you so much. We need to take a quick break and more show coming your way on 720 WGN.